Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a book that completely flipped my brain upside down. It's called Economics, The User's Guide by Ha Jun Chong. Sophie, have you ever felt like economics is the secret club where only people with PhDs get to talk?
Sam, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's exactly the feeling this book attacks. Chong says economics isn't a science like physics. It's more like a political argument. And that means we all have a right to weigh in.
Right. He starts by busting the myth that economics is value-free. Like just choosing which theory to believe is a moral choice.
Yeah, because the economy isn't natural like weather. We built it, so we can change it.
I love that. The question isn't what's the best system. It's what kind of society do we want?
And to help us answer that, he takes us through 9 major schools of thought. Each one has different assumptions about human nature and the market.
9 schools. That's a lot. But he makes it digestible. You've got the classical school with Adam Smith, all about production and national wealth.
Then, the neoclassical school, which is the big one today. That's where Homo economicus comes from, the rational, self-interested calculator.
But then there's Marx, who sees capitalism as class conflict, and the Austrians, who love free markets but hate the math.
And Schumpeter, who talks about creative destruction through innovation. Then Keynes, who says markets aren't self-correcting and need government help.
Plus the institutionalists, who say markets are embedded in social rules. And behavioral economists, who show we're not always rational.
And finally, the development school, which focuses on poor countries and their unique challenges.
So after laying out all these, Chang's point is that there's no single right answer. Take the minimum wage, for instance.
Exactly. A neoclassical might say it causes unemployment. A Keynesian says it boosts demand. An institutionalist sees it as social justice.
They all have evidence. So it's about understanding their assumptions and picking what matches your values.
And that's the toolkit he gives us. Then he applies it to real issues, like how the efficient markets idea led to the 2008 crash.
Yeah, and he talks about inequality. That's not inevitable. It's a result of political choices, like weakening unions and cutting taxes on the rich.
One of the most powerful parts is his critique of free trade. Everyone assumes it's always good, but Chong shows it creates winners and losers.
He points out that rich countries like the US and Japan didn't get rich by free trade. They used tariffs and subsidies to protect their infant industries.
It's like they kicked away the ladder. Then they tell developing countries to climb up without it.
Ouch. And he rips into the Washington consensus, the IMF and World Bank policies that forced poor countries to open markets too fast.
He's not dogmatic, though. He just wants pragmatic, context-sensitive development.
There's also this wild chapter on the idea of the economy itself. It's actually a recent invention. Before, economic stuff was embedded in family and religion.
Once we made it a separate sphere, we could treat labor, land, and money as commodities. That unleashed huge productivity, but also eroded social bonds.
And he uses great metaphors. He says neoclassical assumptions are like a fairy tale, and the financial sector is a casino.
His GDP obsession critique is brilliant too. It's like a driver staring at the speedometer while the car runs out of gas and the tires are flat.
That's so vivid. It makes you question what we're really measuring.
The biggest takeaway for me is economic democracy. We shouldn't leave economic decisions to a small elite. We all have a stake, so we need to be economically literate.
Right. Not to pass a test, but to be informed citizens who can challenge the experts.
Chong doesn't give a utopian blueprint. He wants pluralism and experimentation. We should learn from different countries and try different policies.
And accept trade-offs. It's not just about maximizing GDP, but creating a prosperous, just sustainable society.
He demystifies economics. It's not about technicalities. It's about values. Efficiency or equity. Freedom or solidarity. Consumption or sustainability.
So the economy isn't a machine. It's a garden we tend together. That's the line that stuck with me.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. In the end, Chong reminds us that the economy is a conversation and everyone's invited. We'll see you in the next one.